The Betrayal of Aristide is the title. With a news flash crawling across the Sunday morning screens that the democratically elected president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, was leaving the country and seeking asylum in another then undisclosed country, came the startling confirmation that the Bush regime couldn't care less about democracy, not in America's so-called backyard, nor anywhere else in the world. For days, the administration has been lobbing grenades in the direction of Aristide, blaming him for the economic troubles of the island, while it was the administration itself that cut off IMF loans that deepened the nation's crisis. Even the allegedly centrist Clinton administration had to be drawn, kicking and screaming, into the struggle to restore the Haitian president. And with the entry of the Bush regime came efforts to push him out. Why did they dislike Aristide? It had nothing to do with human rights abuses or corruption, as the corporate media has been parrot-like repeating. It's because Aristide's main core group of support came from the desperately poor peasantry who gave their all in the Lavalas movement that pushed the Duvalier dictatorship into exile. The wealthy bourgeoisie in Haiti never forgave the former priest for sparking the democracy movement. And it is this element that is the main backers of the so-called rebels who are bent on running Aristide out. It is precisely this element that has friends in high places in the U.S. government and the U.S. intelligence agencies. Why else would Emmanuel Constant, a former honcho of the right-wing FRAP group, which has terrorized Haitians for years, live in sweet calm and comfort in Brooklyn, despite charges of FRAP's involvement in torture, beatings, anti-democratic violence, and murders? Bush's so-called war on terrorism doesn't go there, huh? When this Aristide government repeatedly requested the return and extradition of Constant, they were repeatedly ignored. Why? Is it because they did not want Constant giving testimony about CIA links and support to FRAP? What we are seeing in Haiti is the reemergence of FRAP into Haitian life, this time openly supported by the U.S. Never again should we give ear to U.S. claims about supporting democracy. It is a sham. The Haitians will now, if history is any guide, experience a wave of violence, and accordingly, the rate of island refugees will grow exponentially. What will America then do for the good of the Haitian people? Turn them back to their tormentors, who have now seized power? Aristide predicted this. History will prove his words were right, and that the Bush regime was once again dead wrong. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.